This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Tess Vigeland. The FDIC estimates that somewhere around 18% of the U.S. population is what's called underbanked, people who turn to payday lenders and check cashing services, not to mention the mattress, because they don't have good access to the banking system. In Mexico, estimates are 75% of the population is underbanked. But as Alex Goldmark reports, a number of startups are using technology to bridge the gap between rich banks and poor customers.
The city of Chimalhuacan in central Mexico has a population the size of Washington, D.C., but just two banks. And that's a huge inconvenience for people like Eduardo Ramos, who pays a dollar each way to take a half-hour bus ride to one of those branches.
It takes me some 2 hours, because when you arrive there, it's the only bank, and it's filled with people.
The lack of bank branches is a common problem across Mexico, partly because they're expensive to set up. One report pegs it at $1 million apiece.
It's not easy to bring there the services, the products. It's very expensive.
Loreto Garcia is with Banamex, Mexico's second largest bank. Her bank and others are teaming up with tech companies to offer what you might call a branchless bank. The goal is to lower the costs enough to make it possible to offer services that meet the needs of most Mexicans.
A place where you can go in and put the $5 into your account or take the $5 out of your account, or $3 or $1, right?
Alvaro Rodriguez is one of the investors behind a new startup called Barared. It's devised a way to attach iPads to payphones and turn them into something akin to an ATM. A customer goes to a payphone, say at a corner pharmacy, taps a few buttons, and enters a banking request like withdraw 500 pesos. A companion iPad behind the counter beeps and tells the pharmacist to give the customer 500 pesos. The bank then reimburses the pharmacy. Rodriguez says it works for other transactions too.
And it says, what do you want to do, right? I want to make a payment. Electricity bill. How much do you want to pay? 150 pesos. You click it, you turn around, go to the store owner. In his or her iPad, it says, collect 150 pesos.
Most transactions will cost about 30 U.S. cents, split between Barared and the storekeeper. In Chimalhuacan, pharmacy owner Angel Martinez let me behind his bulletproof windows to see where the money will be kept for the new phone booth branchless bank that he's installing this month. He says he's not worried about becoming a robbery target.
No hay problema para nosotros.
It's not a problem for us. We manage our cash well. It's always flowing in and out, so we always end up with the right amount.
He can decline any transaction that's too big, so he doesn't plan to stockpile extra cash. He does expect to earn extra, though, because the customers I stopped here, like truck driver Jose Lopez, were pretty excited to be able to walk to a bank.
It's good. I waste more money paying for the bus trip now than I would in fees taking out 1,000 pesos. This would be really great.
Banks hope that enthusiasm for convenience will lead Lopez and his neighbors to transact often enough to build up credit histories, take out loans, join the financial system. In Chimalhuacan, Mexico, I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.